Hey guys, this is Jude with the Starseed Perspective. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I was on Metaphysical Soul Speak, the podcast that's on every single platform now, 12 to 18 different platforms. Metaphysical Soul Speak with Alana Fox Starks. And I did a reading for her with a few different methods, bibliomancy, some cards, oracle cards. I mean, I use some Adoring Virtues cards that I don't ever use. So like that was an issue in itself. The Gypsy Tarot and some other methods of divination. And I just wanted you guys to know that I am putting together and producing another episode. I've been going through a lot of changes. I've lost about 78 to 90 pounds. I keep gaining a little bit and going down, but I'm exercising 2 to 4 hours a day now, doing spin class. I'm getting into real street racing. I'm getting a $3,000 street bike, and I'm going to like try my go at that. I guess it's called a midlife crisis. I'm like turning 39 in 3 weeks at the end of October here at the second full moon in October, October 27th. Scorpio with Scorpio rising, and I leave Leo Midhaven, which is crazy. 5 planets in Libra and my moon in Libra. Crazy, crazy, crazy. My Mars is in Venus. I mean, Mars is in Virgo, sorry. And I'm in houses 12, 10, and 1. And that's about it. So, which is crazy too. But the thing is that I've completely changed 360, like beyond 360, like timeline skipping, whatever. It's like kind of crazy the advancement that I've gone through. And part of it is because I haven't eaten meat in about 7 to 9 months. I haven't eaten animal products. I'm basically vegan. I mean, I eat eggs once in a while and cheese once in a while, but I'm lactose intolerant, so cheese is not good. I've been doing plant-based everything. You know, Walmart nowadays, you can get plant-based hot dogs for $2.98 for 12 of them. So why not? You know, I mean, they taste just like, okay, the smoky flavoring tastes just like hot dogs. They cook kind of like hot dogs. Cold, they taste like hot dogs, like bologna, you know, hey. You know, mishmash of everything, but at least it's plants. And that raises my vibration. The full moons have been raising my vibrations, all of the ascension stuff. But the thing is, you know, once the synchronicities happen, the magic nowadays is, it's really crazy, because like once you give in and say, I put me where I need to be, I need to be on a spiritual path, I'm done with this corporate crap, you know, and I've been doing government contracting and grants for nonprofits and all the terms and conditions and underwriting and legal business formation documents, meeting minutes, stock certificate negotiations, everything, contract negotiations, pricing proposals, that 100,000 sell sheets, pricing proposals. And right now I have 100 and something clients. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of work and stress I'm in, and I work from home. So my metaphysical space, my music and orchestra practicing space, because I play 6 different instruments, and I'm getting back into that, playing the saxophone, because the flute is like a number one disease spreader. The person right to your right gets your air right in their face when you play the flute. Hello, no thanks. And it's a shame, because I have a Haynes and it's like a $10,000 flute and it sounds really great, but I can never be good enough in that aspect of things. And it's because of my karma. So, I mean, it's leveled out and I've completely changed the person. Like, I've lost a whole, like a ninth grader, you know, I mean, like, or like a third grader, lost, gone, off my body. And with that and the vibrational change of being plant-based diet, the dark night of the soul has been integrated almost fully into myself. There's a little bit of scrapage left, and it's that corporate thing, and there's a couple lessons I need to still learn from a couple people on my corporate end of things and fellow psychics as well. And I'm not going to mention anything, but I sent an email feeler out to someone who does fairy shamanism, and I had never heard of fairy shamanism before. And I did my life reading, and I had a reading by Sonia Grace, a very famous psychic that I'm going to talk about in my next episode, where she did my past life reading and healings. And I'm going to talk about some of my past lives, and there's a reason why I have a lot of karma and I'm isolated right now. And it's not just COVID-19. My most recent past life, I was Fritz Lenz in the SS, and I died in 1976. And then I was born again in 1981, like right away. So I was awake. And if you look into his studies, he believed that the purer the soul, the higher the awakening, the higher vibration, and all of these things that are real and that are true. But then he's like, oh, well, the higher the vibration, the whiter the skin, and the high vibration and awakening of the soul is what predicts the race. And that's where, obviously, I wasn't awoken then. I'm awoken way beyond that now. You know, I mean, I would never, I don't even kill spiders anymore. So it's like, that, on top of being gracious, I mean, I start every day saying, God, God is force within and above. Thank you for the life I lead, the breath I breathe. Thank you for my individuality, my personality, and every opportunity that you present to me in this new now. Thank you for letting me to step back and allowing me to treat each situation differently so that I may transcend and evolve into this ascension and change from the physical into the spiritual and the light body. God, Goddess, Force above, thank you for sending Archangel Michael for protection during this journey. Thank you for sending Archangel Raphael for healing and vitality during my spinning journey and exercise. Thank you for sending Archangel Metatron for my energy clearings, chakra clearings, blockage removals, and protection on my energy fields. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for attending to me and allowing your energy to protect me during this transcendence and transformation. Thank you, Archangel Raphael, for your healing and vitality energy and the emerald green energy that you send to me through you and your constituents and helping me to heal and obtain the transcendence and incorporate my physical into my soul so that I may ascend. Thank you, Archangel. Thank Metatron for your energy protection, clearings, blockage removals, attachment removals, and overall protection in my energy fields. And then I call in my, and then I say, and this is what I do right before I wake, when I wake up, right before I go to sleep, I say, God, God is force within and above. Please bless every step that I take in this new now. And then I say that prayer that I just said. And then I say it before I get on my spin bike. I say it, and then I extend the spin bike because I stretch while I'm saying it. And what I say is, God, God is force within and above. And I used to say, God, God is force above. But now I say within and above. For the last year or so. And thank you for sending Claire Marie Chase-Dekoff, Jeffrey Paul Dekoff, my uncle and my grandmother, who was my mother. Thank you for sending Barbara Knight and Dexter Knight, even though they had nothing to do with me in the physical third dimension, but they are my maternal grandparents. Thank you for sending any other ancestors of soul energy and positive white light that will help me on this journey. Thank you for sending Seekiss, my fairy liaison. She's my friend, Willowish Tuatha Sadek Shigir Malath. I've been working with her since 2004. That happened in my first awakening, which is in my episode one or two, where I talk about the fairy bowl and how I got into haunted items, which you have to be really careful about, but you can go back and listen to that in season one. And then I go into saying, thank you for sending Pattaya, my main spirit guide. Thank you for sending my higher self. And thank you for incorporating my 12 angelic healing team into my exercise routine today. I say that when I start the warm up, and then I say it at the end of, 45 minute spin class. Then I do a 10 minute warm up, a 5 minute stretch, 10 minute warm up, 45 minute spin class, 10 minute cool down, 5 minute stretch down. And then I say that as I'm stretching down. I do that twice a day. I've been trying to do it 3 times a day. The class might be 20 minutes. I can do a 10 minute and 20 minute and then do the 10, 10 and 5, 5 on either side. It's a whole athletic thing that I'm doing and training for. I want to do the bi-coastal, start on the space coast of Florida, bike over and you start when the sun rises and the race, and then you go to the west coast of Florida and see the sunset if you're fast enough to get there. And I've always wanted to do that with a car. And you can do that. You can watch the sun rise on the ocean and you can watch it set on the ocean, which is great. Like, you can do that in so few places where you can't see land on the other side, and the Gulf. I'm on the Gulf side in Newport Richey, right above Tampa. And so I'm training to do that. If it's going to be postponed. I'm not really sure. My bike is on back order. Like, it's a wicked expensive bike from Giant. And like, I've got all my bibs and all the clothing and everything. And I've lost all the weight. And that has advanced me spiritually. It's advanced me psychically. It's advanced me to the point where I've realized that it's an individual journey, but also studying the primary tarot, Yeah, there I go. Studying, I used to believe that tarot was just memorization, but there's more to it than that now that I look deeper into it and I'm beyond, using cards and such for readings. Like, I mean, I use them as tools to point other people in the right direction, but I don't need them for myself anymore because I hear everything. And it comes in my reading voice. It's now just now changing into different things. But the thing is that the major arcana are the 22 personalities. Well, I started psychically drawing again and doing psychic paintings of my out-of-body experiences. And the one painting that I've been working on was 22 circles around a ring, and then there my hand in, jazz hand style, planked forward, and then it's going to look like the galaxy. My hand is going to look like, you know, the stars and stuff. And then the background is going to, you know, look like kind of like the Emerald City, but in schematic and geometric and sacred geometry figures, because like angels don't really have wings or halos. It's more like math and sacred geometry and color and frequency all at the same time. But I've seen a vision of like how each of the 22 circles that were around the big circle that were looking at my hand, which turn out to be the 22 personalities of the major arcana, which are the 22 me's, which is really weird because I meditated on some brainwave and isochronic tones, which I'll get into on the episode, but that's what came out in charcoal. I still have to paint it, but I'll put it up on the Starseed Perspective Facebook page. And then I also wanted to say that I have, you know, a whole menu of different readings and such that I've done in the past. And I survived 2 years without a real job. And that was in 2006, 2004 to 2007. I just did readings professionally, you know, and survived, you know. I was in 2 books, a magazine, and then I was in a magazine article alongside Sylvia Brown. And then I had counseling. I was doing paranormal counseling for children. I have a paranormal counseling, grief counseling certification. One's a correspondence course, one's accredited. You know how that goes. But, and then, you know, I've got a master's degree too. And then I'm trying to get back into clinical psychology, but I'm going to max out my student loans before I can get my advanced degree in clinical psychologist certification. I'll need like 11 grand or something. I can get through it. 2/3 of it, and there'll be 1/3 the clinicals will be left, which are up in the air anyway because of COVID. But my whole world is changing, my spirituality is evolving. Like, I couldn't sleep on this first full moon of my birth month because my birthday is October 27th. There's going to be a second full moon right on the 29th. There's so many things going on. I'm going to update you guys. This wasn't meant, it was just meant to be kind of like a little update, but stay tuned because I'm going to go over my whole spinning, my exercise, my diet. It's not going to have a structure like it did before. It's going to be intuitive, and I'm going to speak from my heart because I know that my life path now is magic, fairies, and music, which is basically a bard, but it really goes into account saying that because I did my ancestral DNA and I'm all Celtic Isle, Swedish. I'm all Celtic Isle, 52% French, and it's the South Seas French, you know, like it's kind of like Monaco and gypsy fur traders that were on the ocean side and migrated across and then came to Nova Scotia. And that's my grandmother's DNA. She was 100% French Canadian. And that was what my DNA came to, was French Canadian. So that's my lineage, blood, my soul powers, all my past lives are coming and combining. I'm going to talk about the reading with all my past lives and look up Fritz Lenz. It's why my business life and karma has been so blah and leveling itself rocky. My life has been tumultuous. However, I am pulling out of it. I'm integrating the dark night of the soul. There's a little last few flecks here and there. I'm reorganizing. And I feel like the 2 full moons on my birth month and my birthday being coming up, me physically getting healthy again, going vegan, all of this is raising my vibrational energy, which is making it hard to sleep and kind of like I don't want to eat. Like the other day I only had an apple and a protein shake, so it's like really interesting. But it's Scorpio with a midhaven of Leo. Scorpio sun, Scorpio rising, midhaven Leo, and it's truly that. But we'll get into all of that. And I look forward to having this journey with you and doing some more flute music and some meditation, singing bowls, and just spreading the knowledge of what I get, because it is an individual journey. However, the isolationism and individual journey all merges when you have to spread the knowledge, because I'm an 11 in numerology and I just feel like I'm wasting away in this little office, which is 2/3 music and metaphysics. And this job that even right now I feel nauseous even bringing it up, which I'm not going to. We're going to get positive. And I'm going to add a little tag because there's a little message from Alana Fox Starks, because I was in her episode of Metaphysical Soul Speak, the podcast. It's entitled Jude's Readings. And actually, if you hang with me for 2 seconds, I'll get on my phone and hopefully this recorded, because I've done this twice now and my microphone was not selected. So, shiitake mushrooms. Okay, maybe if I look on here, I hope it doesn't stop recording. So if it stops, I look forward to speaking with you again and listen to Alana saying how she loves me and something about the podcast that I was in. Anyway, the title of the podcast that I was in on the Metaphysical Soul Speak are Jude's readings, part one and two, and it was about a 2-hour thing. I did a couple readings with cards. Dorian Virtue's cards are kind of convoluted at this point. That we both came out to that. But the Gypsy Tarot deck, which is playing cards, my great-grandfather knew how to read those without having the meanings on them, if anyone knows about the Gypsy Witch Tarot. And each side of the card means something else, but you use all the cards, and when they're in certain aspects of each other, it forms the story to the central card. And I don't use all the cards. I only use the boxed upside down cards because that's the main focus. And I do a Native American star for the pattern. And I'll do one of my readings and put it up there. But I was going to say, please email me at thestarseedperspective@gmail.com. And I will select one person and I will do a free reading and I will send you basically my capability statement or CV of my metaphysical offerings, which I have in PDF format. And you can choose whatever you want. And I will do up to 1.5-hour reading for free. And if you allow me, I'll put it on the air as well. So I look forward to the next season. I mean, it's season 2.5, basically, because I took 6 months to, do me. You can't help people when you're in the midst of it. And honestly, the whole world was in the midst of it for the last 6 months. And that's when you're on this journey and everything gets synchronistic and magical. And then you realize that everyone else is going through the exact same thing. It's just a slightly different facet of the diamond. Then you'll see that the 4 carats of life equal infinity carats, because the facets of the diamond open up the astral realm and the multiverse. So more about stuff like that. I mean, I am also going to get into reading the book of Yerasha. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. I mean, I got an email stating that I said it wrong. So I'm hoping it's Rasha, which is Earth in Metzger language, which was channeled by, well, the book was just actually found in a cabinet somewhere, but I was told by psychics from Lilydale that living Casadega, vacation in Lilydale, or vice versa, that I was from Metzger, which is the planet from the Atlanteans, which is from a different multiverse. It's not even in this dimension, but we migrated to this dimension, to the planet Metzger, which was then destroyed. It's not the draconian planet. It was before that in a different galaxy, far, far, like past Lyra and Vega. And then my soul came to Arcturus, and then via, Orion. And that's another reading I can do, is starseed readings, and I can point out where you're from too. But it's a whole thing. And that's part of it. But, I found music, fairy shamanism, and magic are my 3 life themes. But then out of the major arcana, I did a reading for myself where I'm pull, because I'm studying with the BOTA, which is a mysticism school. I'm studying the tarot now, and I pulled justice, which is card 11, which I'm an 11 in numerology as well. So that makes sense, because I always want to be treated fairly, except I'm really leveling out my karma, which is the scales, but I'm also trying to make people treat me fairly, but it doesn't work that way. And then the secondary theme, life theme, was the sun, which makes completely sense. Like the little baby on the back of the unicorn, that's me. My family crest is De Argent de Unicorn, which is the prancing unicorns out of chains, like just escaping bondage. So that's where I'm going with everything. It will definitely help people. I'm going to do free readings every single episode. I might not do an episode every week. I'm usually around the full moons. But if people email me at thestarseedperspective@gmail.com, then I will respond and I will give free readings, at least one per month. Okay. So good luck to everyone and stay safe. Stay well. Willow wish Chuatha Sadig Shigir Malath. Talk to you all soon. And don't forget, Alana's up next, just to prove that she's my friend and I know her. I know it's stupid, but I feel like some of you might want to know. Okay. Thank you so much. You have a good night now, everyone.
I have a whole 33% charge on my tablet. So, yeah, if you want to wait another hour or whatever, that's totally cool. 8:15 is good. I love you so much, Jude. I've really missed talking to you, and I hope that you're doing really well. All right, you know who this is. I'll talk to you soon, honey.